We're here with head coach Sally Starr of the Boston University field hockey team. The Terriers opened up their 2023 season on Friday with a 3-1 home loss to Michigan State. Coach, just your general comments on the team's effort in the opener.
Yeah, I thought our team played really hard, even when we're down 2-0 to get it back to 2-1. Even at 3-1, I don't feel it was a 3-1 game. We outshot them 12 shots to 11. Really missed some, you know, some really good looks at the circle. At the cage, and really felt that we definitely had the opportunity to put some more goals into the back of that net. Resilience, I just thought they competed really hard. I thought we got better as the game went on, from the first quarter to the second quarter to the third quarter to that fourth quarter. I think we definitely just continue to make strides. Even down at 3-1, there's no quitting them. So really proud of their resilience and, a lot to build on. You know, after every game, regardless of where you are in a season, it's what went well and what needs work. And, you know, those are the things that we'll really be looking at with this game.
A few sophomores playing some bigger roles and they looked a little more comfortable. As they start year two, one of them was Martu. Pretty impressive individual effort there on the goal.
Yeah, no, Marty is such a great player. She's electric when she gets on the ball. It can look like a cone drill out there sometimes, the way she makes people miss them. Even gets double team, triple team. She's like Houdini, she can get out of it. And I think the one thing that I love that Marty's doing this year, I think she's really recognizing when she's getting trapped a little bit. I think she's really become an outstanding passer as well, and recognizing, you know, who's open and getting people the ball. And I think that we're a young team right now. We really look at, freshman, sophomore heavy. I think there's going to be a lot of growth at this team and a lot of positives to take away from this.
Sure, being a young team, 10 newcomers in total, including Alex, who joined the program in January. Mm-hmm. What did you think of them as they got things started?
Yeah, I forget that Alex is a freshman because she was able to come with us in January, and she doesn't play like a freshman. I think we started two freshmen today, a couple sophomores. I think this is a team that's just going to improve every outing. I think the one thing I really ask of them is when they walk off a field to be better than when they walk on the field, and that's training session and that's games, and I really feel this is a team that's doing that, and I think we're really looking forward to a successful season.
Now have a week off before you head up to Maine for two games. What is going to be the point of focus for the team over the next week?
Yep. I think really not having a game this Sunday is a positive for us. Again, I think it will give us a chance to really debrief tomorrow and do a plus one type of practice, a recovery practice. The players who didn't get to play much will get an opportunity to get a few more touches and get a good fitness in. And then, Sunday we're doing a team activity. We're going to an escape room, which will be fun. It's definitely something we did last year that was a blast. So definitely a great day to, just have a great team activity. And then Monday is moving day, and that's not an off day, even though it is an off day, because they're moving all day. They're moving boxes and moving furniture and stuff like that. So I think it's actually a perfect time. It's kind of like a little three-day reset, different type of cycle for us. Let the bodies recover. And then get back to work on Tuesday and ready to travel up to Maine on Thursday. So I think actually this really fits in perfectly for this program this year, what we need to be doing.